If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share. Now, I don't normally talk about certain things with great urgency, such as choosing a home or place to live. But this is something that absolutely needs to be known. So I'm reaching out to all that may be interested. I want to tell you something I can't because I have an agreement with those involved, and I always honor my agreements. But if you're using your advanced perception, you'll read between the lines and understand. Hello, I'm Ernest. Welcome. I don't believe that there is anyone intelligent or sane out there that wouldn't want to live in paradise. So I want you to listen to what I'm saying because this is potentially the most important message you'll ever hear in your life, and real opportunities are few and far between. Now, I'm not going to say for a moment that there isn't a catch. Actually, I wouldn't say the word catch at all. What there is are certain agreements and certain expectations, and whether or not you can or will agree to and fulfill those agreements and expectations is the very essence of the potential to live in a relative paradise I speak of. I have a great deal to tell you, but there's absolutely no way I can fill in all the blanks in this particular episode. So what I'm doing is providing my portion of the synchronicity to those who have chosen to receive this message. I say chosen because it is you that actually chose to find this. It was not random chance. Or to put it in the words of Albert Einstein, God does not play dice with the universe. Thank you, Albert. I totally agree. Let's get one thing clear first, and it has to do with the term paradise. Because due to its inherently subjective nature, it's a bit of a misnomer. For example, if you are a person that derives sexual excitement or pleasure from setting and or viewing fires, commonly known as being a pyromaniac, you cannot be offered the potential of living in this paradise. If for even the singular reason that the residents of this particular area of paradise themselves, not being pyromaniacs, nor wanting their property, and certainly not potentially their lives, being lost to the desires of a pyromaniac, yes, this opportunity is not available to you, pyromaniac. So at this point, if this place is paradise, why aren't all the rich people living there? And for that matter, why am I, Ernest Mann, not living there? You might rightfully ask. Well, as far as the rich people, I'll explain that right now. And as far as myself, I'll explain that as well. In case your advanced perception eludes you, and I seriously doubt it would, rich people, by and large, tend to be arrogant, overbearing, and self-absorbed, aka assholes. And that is the very reason why they cannot live in or spend any extended time in these places, because the people who already live there deliberately go out of their way to make life absolutely miserable for them. So, The obscenely wealthy have realized this, and as a consequence, don't even waste their time going there. As for myself, yes, I would absolutely love to live in one of these places. It's not an issue of qualification. I know I'm certainly spiritually accepted in those places. It's simply not the right time for me to be there yet. Now allow me to explain to you the availability to live in one of these places from a native's perspective. If you already don't know this, Westerners, particularly wealthy Americans, are viewed as extremely egregious and obnoxious. So, bearing that in mind, ask yourself, even if they wore very fine clothes, drove very expensive cars, and could afford very expensive homes, would you want your neighborhood, community, or state to be overrun with low vibrational people? No, I didn't think so, and neither do they. The fact about a true community, and just to clarify, when I'm referring to a true community, that starts with a number, and I'm talking 3,000 people or less in a given predetermined area. So now that we have a working number of population, we can talk about the people who are wanted versus those who are not. Some may refer to themselves as liberals or as conservatives, and possibly many other things in between. But a more accurate representation would be their vibrational state. And simply put, that state is either positive or negative. And even more simply put, they don't want a negative vibrational state person. Matter of fact, the only thing that all of these potential livability places have in common is that none of them, not a single one, accept those of a low vibrational state into their community. So at this point, what I can tell you in the broadest possible terms is if you're looking for a place that has a very good livable environment, that of course includes atmospheric and social elements, then I may be able to direct you to a relative paradise. But what you must fully understand is that you have to be willing to be part of an active, holistic community. And in order for that to happen, you have to accept that this is going to be a two-way street. That both you and the community, through advanced perception, agree to interact synergistically so that all experience the benefits of living a life in safety, peace, and comfort, while simultaneously enjoying a very high level of autonomy, something that has become practically non-existent in suburban life anywhere, particularly in America. I don't know if this sounds too New Age, utopian, or hippie-ish to you. Maybe it does. But I can certainly tell you this. It is far better than the current American pipe dream is, or ever will be. There is absolutely so much more to explain. So maybe I'll do a part two. But in the meantime, if you are absolutely sick of the current paradigm, you can reach out to me. My contact info is in the link below. Remember, if you're needing help, you're not alone. You are never alone. You're only as alone as you choose to be. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.